fishing, hook, sinker, and line. Talking about fish, 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 fishing. I need to go fishing, want to ease my mind. Now some folks say fishing on Sunday's a sin. If a fish bite my line on a Sunday morning, really moan in, believe I'll take him on home, fry him up good and have a ball. 'Cause I don't see nothing wrong with fishing on Sunday at all. I'm going fish, 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 fishing. Boys, I got to go fishing, hook, sinker, and line. Talking about fish, 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 fishing. We ought to go fishing, want to ease my mind. Yes, I live the life I sing about in my song. I'm crazy about fishing. It's a wonderful thing. You got to figure, in the first place, anytime you're fishing, you ain't working, so it's got to be good. But, you know, some people ain't into it. Take Daddy Ray, our saxophone player. The closest I ever seen him to fishing was when I caught him coming out the Safeway with a bag full of catfish fillets. Plus, he thinks he's an expert. He told me, Elvin, don't never take a woman fishing. He says, bad luck to take a woman fishing. Are you with me, fellas?
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said, don't take your sister, don't take your mama, don't take your wife, and don't take your girlfriend. Bad luck to take a woman fishing. I told him, Ray, as far as I'm concerned, it's good luck to take a woman any place. And this other dude I know, he's the type of guy that sits in front of a computer at work all day, and then when he comes home, he sits in front of the computer some more. Hey, every once in a while, he'll get out and pay $50 or $100 and stay out there playing golf all day and come back without a damn thing to eat. Hey, he paid $200 for a tennis racket and a little cute pair of shorts and a headband. And the worst thing, he told me, Bishop, I sent off for it. I sent off for it. The man came on TV and I had my pencil and my paper and my credit card. Yeah, it didn't cost but $279. I sent off for that exercise equipment. I said, what did you do that for? He said, because the man said it would give me a flat tummy. He said, you know girls like a guy with a flat tummy. I said, you didn't have to do all that. Go fishing with me. He said, I wouldn't know how to go about it. I told him there ain't nothing to it. You'll love it. I'm just going to explain a couple of technical terms to you here where you can understand what I'm talking about. All you got to do is get together about three or four old no good, no count, beer drinking, not temporarily unemployed, but the type of dudes that won't work.
Oh,
the term for that is your fishing buddies.
Fishing
buddies. Okay, now pile them in the car and go on by the store and get you some bait and some beer and head on out to the fishing hole and get them lines in the water. If the fish are biting slow, you can always take turns telling a few jokes, tell a few lies, have a good time. Have a couple more beers and get mellow. Get relaxed. Get sloppy. Drop your pole in the water. Get the bait all over. And if you don't catch any fish, we got a technical term for that too. You just got skunked, that's all. Go on home and bust in all loud and knock over the lamp and kick up against the coffee table and cuss and everything. And when your woman comes out of that back bedroom to see what in the world is going on in her early in the morning, and there you stand wobbling and stinking and no fish to show. Be a man. Tell her, honey, fix me something to eat. And partner, if you do just like I told you, I guarantee you will go to bed with a flat stomach. Take my pole and my jug down to the river, Mona. Set up on the bank. Every time fish start to nibble, I'm gonna take me another drink. My mind.